This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting is grinding on in Ukraine after the country marked the anniversary of Russia's invasion, with Ukrainian authorities Saturday reporting dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and south. After a somber and defiant day of commemorations on Friday, and a marathon news conference, the new Russian strikes and attacks and Ukraine's seemingly president followed up with a new video post a day after, in which he declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and argued that its forces can be defeated. Canadian anti-war protesters gathered in Vancouver, blaming NATO for fueling the Ukraine crisis by constantly sending weapons while calling for peace talks to settle the year-long conflict. Janine Slanky is one of them.
NATO members have been responsible for the devastation of Syria, of Iraq, of so many different countries that have been facing war and occupation in the last 20-so years.
Protesters holding placards reading "No NATO, No War" said that NATO's expansion around Russia and the arming of Ukrainian troops have exacerbated tensions and were one of the main factors in the outbreak of the conflict, in which the U.S. played a leading role. North Korea says state-run television KRT on Sunday released still photographs of leader Kim Jong-un and his daughter attending a groundbreaking ceremony for construction in Pyongyang on Saturday. This is VOA News. Votes counting began on Saturday in Nigeria after voters came out for the general election, with three frontrunners vying to govern Africa's most populous country. A total of 87.2 million people were eligible to vote for the president, a successor, as well as new vice president and members of the new National Assembly, at around 176,000 polling stations nationwide. Voter Uzuma expressed his frustration.
This particular time, we need to come out and vote because we need a new Nigeria. We need to change a lot of things.
The winning candidate will then meet the conditions required by the Nigerian Constitution to obtain a 25% support rate in at least 24 states. Otherwise, the top two candidates will compete in a runoff vote 21 days later. The national vote will also elect 109 senators and 360 representatives from the country's 36 states. El Salvador's government is moving thousands of suspected gang members to a newly opened mega prison, the latest step in a controversial crackdown that has caused the nation's prison population to soar. Human rights organizations say that innocent people are being caught up in this policy.
It looks like a sea of skin and tattoos. These images released by El Salvador's government shows the transfer of about 2,000 inmates stripped to their shorts and with their heads shaved to what's been dubbed the country's new mega prison. It just opened. It's believed to be the largest prison in the Americas, with a capacity for 40,000 people. And it's the latest step in a controversial crackdown on crime that's caused the country's prison population to soar. Human rights organizations have reported that innocent people have been caught up in the law enforcement campaign.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. A powerful winter storm that swept the West Coast with flooding and frigid temperatures has now shifted to Southern California, swelling rivers to dangerous levels and dropping snow in an even low-lying area around Los Angeles. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.